What is the future for the nation of Egypt? Particularly, what is the U.S. role in that future? Deputy Secretary of State William Burns is in Cairo today, the first U.S. official to visit Egypt since the military-backed government took over earlier this month. Over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of Egyptian Islamists took to the streets in a show of support for President Mohamed Morsi, now former president, who was removed from office by the military earlier this month. At the same time, the interim government has been cracking down on the Muslim Brotherhood, arresting officials, freezing their assets. Robin Wright is a distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington. She's an author. She's most recently the editor of The Islamists Are Coming, Who They Really Are. Robin Wright, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So let's talk about Deputy Secretary of State William Burns in Cairo. He's going to be meeting with some folks who are familiar because the U.S. has a long history with military leaders and military officials at many, many levels in the Egyptian government over the years.
Well, the challenge for the Obama administration right now is navigating a very delicate course between the military that has claimed power since a coup and the people who were democratically elected for the first time in Egypt's 5,000-year history, and some of whose leadership are now under basically house arrest. And it's trying to get Egypt to move faster on this transition, this second transition to democracy, and to justify continued U.S. support. This is a very contentious issue in Washington now, and there are people on the Hill who have already called for the suspension of U.S. aid. And so I think the administration is trying to see if it can navigate a course that will lead to the Muslim Brotherhood leaders being freed, sense that they, Muslim Brotherhood members who were democratically elected, do continue to participate in a political process, and that the military sticks to a timetable that will get them through a transition very quickly.
Isn't it more likely, though, Robin Wright, right now, that the U.S. is caught in a very different kind of process, a sort of tit-for-tat process, where the military is now doing to the Morsi government what the protesters did to Mubarak, and they're perceived as sort of doing turnabout fair play here, and the U.S. basically can find no middle ground?
It's going to be very hard to find middle ground, and frankly, the passions, political passions, are inflamed right now in Egypt. These rival protests every day with no sense that there's going to be a cessation. There was a hope that during the month of Ramadan, which began last week, and when Muslims fast from dawn to dusk, that there might be a lessening of tensions and visibility on the streets, but that's only increased. The big challenge is, does Egypt turn to the model of Turkey in 1997 when a military pushed aside a government and the Islamist party regrouped and ran again and came out even stronger? Or does it follow the model of Algeria in 1992 when the military pushed aside again a democratically elected government in transition and it led to a civil war where for a decade that produced over 200,000 dead? So this is what the U.S. is trying to do right now in making sure that the tensions don't flare up into an outright conflict.
Among policymakers in the United States, is this a situation of, aha, we told you so on the Islamists regarding Mohamed Morsi, or is it more a question of they're not ready to govern? There needs to be a different kind of transition for the Muslim Brothers to become a governing force as opposed to simply an insurgency?
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood made some very serious mistakes. President Morsi last November on Thanksgiving, in fact, assumed power over the judiciary. And he did that in part because the judiciary, many of whose leaders have been appointed by President Mubarak, had suspended a democratically elected parliament. He was afraid that what they call the deep state, the old regime of Hosni Mubarak that dominated the military and the judiciary, was trying to undo the democratic process. And so what's really played out since then are the politics of fear, both sides fearing that the other was trying to undo it. And Egypt's democratic culture is very fragile, you know, at this moment that the secular opposition has not been very good about providing an alternative. And that's one of the reasons I think the military stepped in, that the protesters knew what they were against, but they didn't provide a Nelson Mandela. They didn't provide a platform of ideas. The opposition was very, very divided, dominated in many ways by ego rather than political vision.
Is there a sense in which the U.S. should feel good about Egypt finally having a very deep secular versus Islamist discussion of how it's going to rule? Or you seem to believe it's going to get worse before it gets better in Egypt. Why?
Well, I think the United States would love to see that some kind of discussion or debate between the or among the very many political factions in Egypt. The problem is that hasn't happened. And the danger is that the action taken by the military will only deepen suspicions. I think political tensions are going to get worse. I'm not sure that we're going to see the Algeria model. I think even the Turkish leadership is trying to urge the Muslim Brotherhood to regroup and run. But, of course, it doesn't recognize the new government. It doesn't recognize President Mansour, who was appointed by the military. And so we're at this stalemate that could get very ugly if there isn't some kind of reconciliation. And I think that's in part what the United States is trying to do. The tragedy is the United States has arguably never had less influence in Egypt because the military, which is actually supported by the United States, and the secular opposition feel that the U.S. was very supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood while it was in power. And the Muslim Brotherhood feels that it has been betrayed because the United States has accepted what was a military coup against a democratic government. So current ambassador in Egypt, Ann Patterson, who's a very capable diplomat, has been blamed for a lot of the tensions.
Well, it certainly feels as though some of the suspicion left over from many years of believing in CIA coups, engineered by the United States, is partly at work here, although the Egyptians will certainly have to resolve this for themselves. Robin Wright, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Robin Wright, distinguished scholar at the Wilson Center in Washington and the U.S. Institute of Peace. She's the author of Rock the Casbah, Rage and Rebellion Across the Islamic World.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.